Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're on Masachet Babatra, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, in the middle of the Amud, investigating further the approach of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel to a Matnat Shchimira and the Acharecha, etc. And we are now at the point in which Amar Rabbi Yochanan. That if the second guy, meaning a guy gives an acharecha, and then that second guy gives it as a matnat shchimira to somebody else, that doesn't work. Why? My time, amar bai, matnat shchimira lo kana ela lacharmita. Because a matnat shchimira only works after the fellow involved dies. Ukvar kadmu acharecha. And the acharecha guys already get it at the point he dies. Since when does Abaye say Manat Shchimira kicks in after death? At death. Rav Amar Lachar Gemar Mita. So the answer is Hanabe Abaye. Abaye later changed his mind and agreed with Rav that it's after death. How do we know? Maybe he changed his mind this way and held his position firm that it's with death. So Lo Zagadai, I don't think so. Zegitech Immati, Zegitech Micholizeb. Zegitech lachamita, the Mishnah and Gittin, lo amar klum. Why? Because all those things take place after death and there's no get lachamita. So Abaye certainly had to accept that. Let's say that a guy does an acharecha thing and the middleman, the first recipient, the gift includes avadim and he liberated them. So pshita, obviously it's valid. I didn't give it to you to violate the Isra of Lola Mem Tavodu. Kamash Malan, that it's totally his. Another additional Hakamashim Gamliel, that the second guy in line, if he sells it, that sale is valid. Even if he turned the property into something that's also Hano, like Tachrichin, like a shroud. Shita, Mahudatem, Shvinu, Isure, Hano, Lo Yahavilach. So it's the same kind of twist. I didn't give it to you to make it also Hano, Kamash Malan, that it's totally his. If a guy says, I'm giving you this etrog, this is for the first day of Sukkot, when you have to own the Arumenim. Whether or not that guy can be Yotze with it, whether he has ownership, is the same machloket, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The only issue there is whether your kinyan peirot on this gives you ownership. That's in a case of property. Elahacha, but in this case, remember the guy gave it to you for the purpose of being yotze. E meifak lo nafik bay. If you can't be yotze with it, my yahavin yale, why do you give it to you? Ela meipak to kuliyam lo pligi to nafik bay. Everybody agrees that you yotze with this etrog. So the answer, the question is machra o achla banalachog v'shem gamliel. It's only if the second guy sells it. Uses it up, then you have the machloket. Amrav Huna. Now watch this. Ha'achin shekanu etrog b'tfusat habayit. Tfusat habayit means that the property has not yet been divided. Father died, but they didn't divide the estate. They took the money and they bought an etrog. So natalo echad mihen v'yatzabo. Let's say one used it for avraminim. Im yachol ochlo. If he has so much ownership that he has the rights to eat this etrog, then yatsa. That is yotze because he has ownership. V'mav lo yatsa. V'davka the ika etrog l'chol achad v'chad. That's only if there's an etrog for each brother. A parishor imon, if there's some other fruit that they have, they divided it that way, lo, because there would not be, he would not have enough ownership because he would not have the right to eat it. Amarava etrog zeratun l'chad matonam tachzireoli. This is a famous case of matonam l'hachzir. I'm giving you this etrog as a gift on condition you return it to me. Etalav yatzabo. If the guy used it for etrog, zero yatza. If he then returns it, and he's yotze. Lo echziru lo yatza. If he doesn't return it, then he's not yotze. So k'mash lan d'matana manal ha'chzir shma matana. That means that a gift, that's, the retraction is built in, is a valid gift. So here's a story. Ahi itata, there was a woman, dahavi la dikla ba'arad de rabbi bibi barbaye. She had a tree that was in his property. Kol eimat dahavad azla migzera. Every time she went to cut it, to cut something down, to work the tree, havi kapit ilua. He would bother her, and he would say, don't come in. So what'd she do? Aknita niole. She was makna the tree to him, called Shnei Chayav, for the rest of his life. He was evidently old. When he dies, then she'll come take it back. Don't want to bother him. Azal iu akre niyale d'vno katan. So what did Rav Bibi do? Rav Bibi was makne the tree to his young son, so that it would then stay in the family for another long generation or two. Excuse me. Amar Rav Huna b'reidu Rav Yeshua. So then he critiqued Rav Bibi. Shum da'atu mimuloi amritu milu mili de muliata. One way or the other, several interpretations of this, but either way, it's an insult to Rav Bibi, saying that he did the wrong thing. And here's the reason. Shem Gamliel lo ka'amar elo acher. Even Shem Gamliel says the middleman can sell it, and so that it diverts it from going to the third guy in line, but that's only when there's a third guy. But certainly when it's a kickback to the original owner, even Shem Gamliel would agree that the middleman can't sell it off. And that's what happened here. The woman was makna to Rav Bibi, and it would kick back to her when he died. Amram Rav Ram Nachman, shor ze natun lechab matana, almanach shach zireu li. Let's say a guy says, I'm going to give you this shor as a gift on condition that you give it back to me. Now what happens is the fellow, hikdishov echziro, he's makdish the shor, and then he returns it. Harezim Mukdash Muhsar. So Rav Nachman says the Hekdesh is valid, and he's also returned it. He has no liability. So Amali Rava. Now Rava turned to Rav Nachman and said, Rabbi, Maya Hadri, what did he return? He gave him back something he can't use. Amaleu, my chasre, but nothing's missing. The animal's there. Because if I gave it to you and you killed it or you chopped it up or sold it, then you didn't return it. But here it's there. Elam Ravashi. So Rashi said, here's the solution. Chazin and Iamarle Almanach Tachzirehu. If he said, I'm giving this to you on condition that you return it, then that just means the animal as is, then Ha'ahadri returned it. Ya marle amanat shetach zirehu li, but if you said return it to me, then what you meant was midi dechazi leikamar. And something that I can use, which means on hektish. Okay, I'm reviewing on Shmuel. Hakotem nechasav la'acher. Ya mar holo yef shibahen. What if a guy protests? You write your stuff over to the guy, and he says, I don't want them. Kana, it's yours anyways. Afilu omed v'tzoveach, even if the guy's standing there saying, I don't want it, I don't want it, it's yours anyways. Then you got to deal with it. Yochanan mar lo kana. Yochanan says it's not. Yavam mar member v'lo pligi. He says, by the way, Yochanan and Shmuel are not disagreeing. He said, kan v'tzoveach mikara. If the guy's yelling from the beginning, I don't want it, then everybody agrees you don't get it. Kan v'shotek mikara. Ulvasov tzoveach. But in the case where the guy is originally silent about it, and only afterwards does he start screaming, then we say that that he is Kona, and everybody agrees. Nachum Bar Yitzchak, watch this, Zika lo aydei acher, let's say that you use the middleman to be makanet to this guy, the Shchimira, the Shatak, and the recipient didn't say anything, and then later on he screams, says, I don't want it. Does he have to, is he on it? Banan the machloket, Rabban Shimon Gamliel v'Rabbanan. So there's a machloket between these two Tanoim about whether, he's konet. How do we see this? Tanya hakotem nechasav le'acher v'ayu ban avadim v'amar halo ef shibahen. If the property includes avadim, and the guy says, I don't want them. Im hayar ban sheni kohen, if this recipient who doesn't want them is a kohen, they eat truma, which means his statement is meaningless. They're his. Since the guy said, I don't want them, then the minute the guy dies, his yorshim get him and not this owner. So he doesn't get truma. And in discussing that mishnah, we said, you think if the Tanakama would say, if the guy says, I don't want them, he has to take them? Everybody agrees that if the whole time he's yelling, I don't want them, they're not his. Shatak v'atzof tzovech, if he says nothing and later starts screaming, the kuliyam alo pligi de kardi, there certainly is, because he changed his mind. Ki pligi, where are they disagreeing? Shazik aloi de acher, when there's a middleman, and he's giving it through the middleman. Shatak, and the recipient was silent. Uvasof tzovech, and then he started protesting. Tanakama sarami de shatik kaninu. Tanakama says that his original, earlier silence meant he was konet. The reason that he's now yelling is because he's changed his mind. That's Tanakama's position. And what's Rosh Hashanah's position? The fact that he yells at the end proves that the whole time he didn't want it. We have to explain why he didn't yell earlier. What should I yell for? They're not in my hands yet. So when they come to me, I'll protest. That's what he did. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Shchimira. So in other words, we had a braita that was a little unclear, and our explanation placed it firm in the case, placed it as being a case where there was a middleman, and only after the recipient got it through the middleman did he protest. And then, how do we interpret that? Tana Rabbanan, Shchimira Shamar Tnuma Time Zuz the Ploni Ushloshmiyo the Ploni Bamiyo the Ploni. He gives different gifts out as a Shchimira. We don't say that there's a sequence here. That if there's only 300 zoos, then the first guy gets 200, and then there's 100 later on. Lefichach, therefore, yatza alav shtar chov. If there's a shtar chov comes on him, govemi kulam. The val chov has equal access to all of these guys. However, aval amar tnu matayim zuz leponi vacharav leponi vacharav leponi. If he says 200 to this guy, and then this guy, this guy, then there's a sequence. Umim kol hakodem bishtar zoche. Then the sequence is meaningful. Therefore, it's a shtachov. Then he goes and collects from the last guy. Ain lo, if the last guy doesn't have enough, or any, then he goes to the guy before him. Ain lo goes to govel mishifanav, just like we do normally with a shibud. Tana Rabbanan. Shchiv mira she'amar tnu matayim zuz liploni b'ni b'chor. He says, give 200 to my son, the b'chor. Kira'ui lo, as he deserves. Then lan v'notel b'chorato. He gets the 200 plus his chelik b'chora. But Imamar Bivchorato, if he says, give it to him as his Bechora, then Yadu Alayona, then he doesn't get both. He gets either the Bechora the 200, but he gets to choose. Ratzanot Lan, Ratzanot Tal Bechorato. He can take the 200 or the Bechora. Ushchimi Rashamar Tumat Times, Uzli Plonit Ishti. Same thing with the wife. Kiratwila. And Matan no tell it ktubata. She gets both that and the ktubah. Imamar bich ktubata, but if he says, give her 200 for her ktubah, then yadai aliona. Again, same thing. She doesn't get both. She gets either the 200 or the ktubah. But it's up to her. Ratsa, ratsubi ratsta, no taltan. Ratsa no tell it ktubata. She can take the 200 or her ktubah. Ushimira shamar ktubah times uz liponi baal chovi. He says, there's a guy I owe money to. Give that to him. Then, the guy gets both. That 200 plus what he's owed. But he says, give it to him for the debt. Then he takes it for the chov. Now, the whole point here is that when he said, he's giving double. That gift plus whatever the guy deserves. Maybe he meant, give it to him as he deserves, as a bechor, as my wife, or as my balchov. Nachman Amar Lihuna Hamani Rabbi Kiva. This must be authored by Rabbi Kiva. The Daik Leishna Yatera. Rabbi Kiva is a Medaik that when somebody uses extra wording in a gift, he means really to give something extra. How do we know that? Back in the fourth parak, at the end of the fourth parak, Tinan Velota Bor Velota Dut. Remember, Rabbi Kiva's position is that when you everybody agrees that when you sell a house that does not include the cistern, Alvish Gatava Umka Varuma. Even though you wrote, I'm giving you the heights and the depths. Remember that for the fourth parak. Tzarich likach l'derech v'mokir. Rabbi Kiva remember says mocher b'ayin ra u'mocher. Sorry, mocher b'ayin yofa u'mocher, which means that the guy sold the house and the road to the boar and the dut, and he has to buy back the access road. Chomim eina tzarich likach l'derech. Moder Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva says bizman shomar lochutz me'elu. If the guy says I'm selling you the house besides the boar and the dut, shel tzarich likach l'derech. Then you don't have to buy an easement. Why? Alma came under lo tzarich. Since you didn't have to say that, and you added chutz me'elu, because in any case the cistern doesn't go, the fact that you added those words, the tfuye milta ka'ati, you said it in order to add something, we interpreted that you added the road. Hachanami came into lotzarech, v'ka'amar l'tfuye milta ka'ati, the same thing here, since you didn't have to say kira'ui, and you did, it was there to say, besides what I owe him, not as part of what I owe him. Okay, talaman, shchimira shamar mana yeshli etzel ploni, somebody owes me money. Ha'edim kotvin afabisha in makirin. The edim write that down, even though they don't know if it's true, and they don't know the guy. Lefichak shu goveh, therefore when the yorshim of this guy wants to collect, tzarich lavi raya, divra mer, mer says, they have to bring a proof that there really is such a debt. Chomim ein kotvin, elim ken makirin. The edim do not write it down unless they know this debt to be a true debt, and they know who the debtor is. Lefichak shu goveh, in tzarich lavi raya. And therefore, when the yorshim want to collect, they don't have to bring a proof. Nachman Amalehuna, and again, just like we had earlier, Rav Nachman's quoting says that Rav Huna told him, Tana, I have the opposite version. Omer, Omer, ein kotvin. Chachamim kotvin. Chachamim said the opposite. We do write it, and Rameir said we don't write it. We don't write it down, and therefore you don't need to bring a raya later. And Chacham said you do write it down, therefore you do need to bring a raya later because it was written down without any proof at that time. And what is the issue? Why does Rav Meir say ein kotvin? Because he's afraid there'll be a beit din that makes a mistake and will think this is a valid thing and they'll collect without looking into it. He said the halacha is we're not choshes the beit din toin, and therefore we write it down and we know the beit din will look into it later. So how come this halacha seems to stand against the halacha explicated by Rava? You don't allow a woman to do chalitza unless we know the parties involved and there's a real chiyuv chalitza. And the same thing with miyun, allowing a girl to walk out on her, the husband of this kiddushin derabanan, kiddushin miyun. And the fichach kotvin ger chalitza veger miyunin al pisha in makirin. You can write a ger chalitza or a star miyun. Beitin can do it with witnesses come forward and say this girl had chalitza, had miyun. That's good enough because we know that the original case was done only when they knew the facts. So mishum lechoshin leveitin toin, and the reason is because and my time alav mishum lechoshin leveitin toin. Isn't it because as the original thing is, we don't do miun without checking, with making sure, so that a later beitin will not make a mistake. So how can you say the halacha is ein choshin? The answer is very simple. Beitin, but our beitin are lo daiki. A beitin won't check into what an earlier beitin did. So if the earlier beitin gives miyun without checking, the later beitin is going to write her a star based on that. But beidina, but our edim daiki. But a beitin will check into something that edim testified to. So if edim say this guy said that Tony owes him money, and that's all they can testify to, beitin will look into it to see if there's a real debt, and we don't have to be worried about beitin towing. Okay, we are approaching the last podcast in Perek Shmini, but in the meantime, we'll pause at this point. I wish everybody a wonderful day.